Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Royal Stillman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Essien reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuentes moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to third. Staub moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. Staub moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Thompson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bart Johnson now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing second base. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stillman for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Mankowski. Soderholm moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rozma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillman hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanley. Essien reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy strikes out. There goes Staub. The throw from Essien to Bannister, and back to Spencer, who tags Staub out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanley. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. Orta moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. John Hiller now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Royal Stillman. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Orta scores. Zisk moves to third. Spencer moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Zisk scores. Spencer moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-4 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spencer scores. There goes Soderholm trying to get to home. Scribner throws to May, who tags Soderholm for the out. Lemon moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laron Lagro now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Mankowski moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing second base. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-4 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Essien and he is out, Orta applying the tag. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim pinch runs for Milt May. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kim moves to second. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Orta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. There goes Wagner trying to get to home. Lemon throws the ball into Bannister, who relays the ball to Essien, who tags Wagner, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to third for the out. Stanley moves to second. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. There goes Kim trying to get to third. Zisk throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags Kim for the out. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 7, Tigers, 7. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Foucault now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Garr reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foucault fields it and throws to third for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Orta moves to third. Zisk moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer is walked intentionally. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Orta scores. Zisk moves to third. Spencer moves to second. It's 9-7, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Zisk scores. Spencer moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-7, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.